Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him for His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise Him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him with the timbrel and the dance. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbal. Praise Him upon the loud-sounding cymbal. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's take our liberty in this tabernacle right now and begin to praise the Lord. Worship Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Mercy, grace, together
no music. Just a second.
Yeah.
We're having a fun time. Anybody have fun time in the games today? I kind of want to say, yeah, I had a fun time in the games today. It's kind of a little bit tired there. But it was so funny. There was a moment where things got a little bit rough. Of course, I had nothing to do with it, but Josiah's eyes got big as saucers for a second, and he jumped up and was like, "What was that?" And he got the realization that that's how it's going to be, and his eyes were big as saucers, and then he went, "Yes." If I'm tired, if I'm fatigued, guess what? That's how it's going to be. Yeah. I'm going to still praise the Lord. Amen. I'm still going to rejoice in my God. Let's sing again. Praise God.
Great and greatly to be praised, Lord. Name above all other names. Powerful and strong to save. Hallelujah. Our God reigns. Great and greatly to be praised. Name above all other names. Powerful and strong to save. Hallelujah, our God reigns. Glory in the highest place.
Oh, glory!
Keep the mercy, God of grace.
You're worthy, Jesus. You're worthy.
Yes,
Jesus.
Let the earth proclaim.
Oh,
hallelujah, our God reigns. Great and great be to be praised.
You're worthy.
Name above all other names. Hallelujah, our God reigns. Lift the rise up, behold the sound. Lift our voices, sing as one. Hallelujah, our God reigns. Lift the rise up, behold the sound.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Can you take a deep breath and shout hallelujah? Oh, praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And if you're ready to get behind Brother Herring, if you're ready to preach with Brother Herring, I want you to shout yes. Oh, hallelujah. You may be seated. We have been so blessed, so moved by the presence and the word of the Lord. And I'm so appreciative of Brother Herring allowing himself to be a servant of God. And therefore, God being able to speak into his mind and him being able to share gifts with us. And anybody have been appreciative of the ministry of Brother Herring? Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Of course we don't. We give all glory to God, but I want it to stand as a model to all of us that when you give of yourself completely and wholly to God, the reward that you get is far greater than any mantle or position that you can have in this world, far greater than any title, any office. There's a place of power that a minister of this nature sits in that the world just cannot know about. And so, Brother Herring, once again, one more time, come and preach to us in Jesus' precious name.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I can tell everybody's tired tonight. Amen. 25 people received the Holy Ghost in youth camp so far. Somebody praise the Lord for that, huh? Hallelujah. If I can't praise God for nothing else, I can praise Him that 25 people at least will leave here with the power and the fire of the Holy Ghost inside their life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So thankful and just appreciative for all you coming tonight and hanging in there, and I know you're worn out. I can tell you're tired, but you hung in there and prayed hard today and played hard today, and so I won't hold you long tonight, but I really think that God obviously has set the atmosphere for the state of Alaska to have revival that will spread like a wildfire. I really feel that you can take this back and to your churches and see what God's going to do, and give honor to Brother Jeff Glover, the youth president. Do you love the youth president with all your heart? Did he not preach the word of God today? Amen. How's that, man? Teach you to embarrass me again. I think if there was an 11th plague in the Bible, I think there was an 11th plague. I think God told Moses after it was all said and done, point your hands towards Sterling to the Redfish Lodge where Josh Herring's going to stay and send a swarm of bees that never stop in his room. We have killed many bees the last three. I'm thankful that there's none on me right now. I'm kind of shocked that there's none on me. But you know what? God delivered us out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I've prayed for the plague to stop tonight somehow by a miraculous event in Jesus' name. A few more days, yeah. Matthew 10. You have your Bibles. Matthew 10. So awesome to see how hard you guys have worshipped and broken through. And many of you that on the first night were struggling and second day by last night and this morning pressed through. And God has saturated every young person in this youth camp. And so awesome to see. So glad to have my wonderful wife, Janae, here with me. And we appreciate all your prayers, all your support, and just looking forward to what God's going to do tonight. Matthew 10, verse 22 says, "Ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved." Last night of youth camp is probably the night you're going to remember the most, because it's the message that's going to go with you. I want to preach from the subject, the follow-through factor. The follow-through factor. I believe that you need to grab something tonight Put it down in your spirit and never let go of it the rest of your life. Lord Jesus, saturate the house with your anointing, your power, and your presence. I pray you would take over right now. And I take Ikara Shotoro Maka Yanda He Shotoro Maha. Ira Matasha Koro Mosita Lamaha. Release the gifts of the Spirit. Release miracles, signs, and wonders. But most importantly, transfer the anointing of the Holy Ghost upon these young people tonight and let them leave forever changed by the power of your word. Can you clap your hands to Jesus Christ one more time? Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. I know y'all are really tired, I can tell. Amen. When I started playing baseball at 2 years old, not by my choice, but by my father's choice, and worked my way up through the ranks of the backyard baseball leagues to finally make it to T-ball at the age of 4 or 5, and thinking I was going to go pro one day. I had all this experience. The coach told us something very adamantly every day when we played. He said, when you swing the bat at that ball in the T-ball stand, when you make contact with it, after you hit the ball, follow through with your swing. He said, does it make any sense to just hit the ball and then stop your swing right there, because the ball won't go very far. If you swing all the way through and follow all the way through, the ball will go a lot farther. So, okay. So some of us got that. Some of you didn't get that in Little League. But some of us got that. And then you worked your way up to baseball, and the same thing. When you were pitching, he told you, when you throw the ball, follow all the way through. When you're done releasing, you'll throw it harder. And same thing happened in basketball. When I started playing basketball, they told us to follow through on our shot after we let go of the ball. Follow through, because it's not important how you start. It's important how you finish. You can have the greatest start to a shot, greatest start to a swing, greatest start to a throw, greatest start to a youth camp, but if you don't finish it all the way, what's the point? What's the point of getting a breakthrough on the first 3 nights saying, yeah, I got delivered, God touched me, but not hanging on to what God did? We need some follow through, young people. I don't want to follow God for a few minutes. I want to follow God till I die, the rest of my life, every single day. We need some follow through, young people. Anybody can say, I'm going to start off right. Anybody can say, I can start off the right way. But it takes a warrior, young man or young lady, to make up their mind. When the lights go off, when the juice and the goosebumps are gone, I still will be on fire. I still will praise God. I still will worship. When I'm back at youth service and there's not any good music, I'm still going to praise Him like we're on fire. When I'm by myself at school, I'm still going to follow through on everything I've been preaching about, everything I've been hearing. I want to follow through when I'm by myself or when I'm in a crowd of people. I want to keep what God has given me.
And the devil hates it when you get a breakthrough, obviously, but he really can't stand it when you make up your mind to continue the breakthrough after the service ends. He's used to us getting the breakthrough than getting carnal. Anybody can cry on the altar, then mess up after church. But what the devil does not like is when we get a breakthrough, and then an hour later, when he comes to knock on the door and see if we'll fall, we're still hanging on to what God did. And he really can't stand it that in the middle of September, when you're in your school, you're still walking with the anointing saying, no, I got something at youth camp that I'll never let go of. Something changed in me and I can't explain it, but I've got something on the inside.
And the devil will try all kind of things for the sparks to get you to let go of that breakthrough you've got. He'll try all kind of things to, he started with Paul. He tried to get Paul to relax. Paul setting the world on fire everywhere he went. Miracles were happening. He was not afraid of nothing, getting beat up, getting put in prison, getting out of prison. Miracles happening everywhere. And finally, there were some dangerous areas in Jerusalem. And he said, I'm going there. I'm going to preach. And they said, you don't need to go there. It's dangerous there.
And Paul said, you don't know who I am. I don't start a race and not finish it. I don't start a fight and not finish it. And I don't start living for God and not finish it either. He said, I am a follow-through saint of God. I am a follow-through warrior. If I make, he said, I am ready to die for Christ. It doesn't matter what they've got planned for me. I will follow through till the end. He that endureth to the end shall be saved. That's why later on he said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I follow through till the end.
We all know the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Do you all know that story? Nebuchadnezzar the king says, all right, here's the deal. Everybody's going to bow down to the golden image. When I play the music, you're going to bow down. Can you imagine seeing a golden calf or something in here, and when the music played, you all had to bow down to it? And if you didn't bow down, you died. He said, if you don't bow down, you're going to get the fire. And we always preach it in a negative tone, like the fire was this horrible thing, which it was. But I believe that fire was a miracle. He said, you're going to bow down. You're going to compromise. If you compromise, you won't get the fire. If you don't compromise, you're going to get set on fire. So bow down and compromise. Whatever you're holding on to, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, give in to the pressure, because there's no way in the world you can be on fire when you're compromising. Some of you, when you go back home, the devil is going to pressure you day after day after day to give in. Everybody else is bowing down, you bow down. Everybody else is doing it, you do it. Everybody else is... And the pressure is going to be to compromise what you've received in this youth camp. Let me tell you something. If you compromise, you will regret it. But if you don't, you will get on fire like you've never seen before. You show me a young person who refuses to bow down, I'll show you somebody that the king sets on fire. I'll show you somebody that absolutely will go to places in the ministry that the devil cannot stand. He said, bow down or you're going to be set on fire. Fire is where the miracle man shows up, where the form of the fourth man, like the Son of God, comes in. The fire is where it's going to happen. This is where your enemy's attention are going to be turned to the working power of God. It's the fire. And you only get that fire if you don't bow down. You want to be anointed one day? You want to be powerful for God? Guys, ladies, you want to be powerful for God and change the world and see things happen? You cannot bow down to things. You may not think it's a little thing. It's just a little pressure, a little big deal. Can I tell you something? The longer you stand for God, the hotter the fire will get that you walk in. You'll have a fire that people can't even describe. You'll have an anointing that the devil fears. You'll have something on the inside that hell trembles at when you walk in the room. Jeremiah said, I wanted to stop preaching. Everybody was mad at me. Nobody liked me. I wanted to stop, but the word of God was like a burning fire shut up inside my bones. I wanted to compromise, but I had a fire inside me that wouldn't let me do it. I wanted to mess up, but the fire that's inside of me won't let me go there. I need the two strongest guys in youth camp. You ain't running up here tonight, are you? I didn't say the two biggest liars. All right, come on, guys, come here. So, first the devil says, if you don't bow down, something bad's going to happen to you. If you don't give in, you're going to be so alone. If you don't dress like you dressed last year at school,
If you go back with this changed look, you're going to have no friends at all. He's going to tell some of you that. Get right back up in his face and say, if they're not my friends because how I dress, they weren't my friends anyway. Last time I checked, none of them died on the cross for your sins. None of them shed blood for you. None of them said, you know what? I see how bad you are, but I love you anyway. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I wish you would be proud. I wish you would be happy. I wish you would be thankful for who you are, what you are, what you have. You are privileged. You are blessed. You are anointed. God's hand is on you. Don't be ashamed of what you are.
Shadrach, bow down. Meshach, bow down. Abednego, bow down. All your friends are bowing down. The ones you thought would stand are falling.
Listen, God forbid that someone up beside you on your pew starts messing up and falling. Don't you dare follow them down. I've learned something about young people. A lot of young people are followers. What we call followers. You know why we call them followers? They don't lead in worship. They don't lead in this. They don't lead in spiritual things. But I got a different revelation. You may look like a follower spiritually. But if you're a follower spiritually, you're a leader carnally.
If you don't praise God till all your buddies on your pew go to the altar, you're not a follower. You are a leader going the wrong way.
That's mean preaching. No, it's not. Everybody's a leader. You're either going to go one way or the other, regardless of what anybody else does. Make up your mind to go the right way and follow through on what you already participated in.
So he said, if you don't bow down, I've got my two meanest soldiers. The Bible said the mightiest men in his army.
What's your name, bro?
David, you guys are supposed to be good people. David and Caleb. All right, we need someone with the name of Legion or something in here. All right, Goliath. So he took, grab my arm, Bubba. He took his two mightiest soldiers and said, now, they're going to walk with you all the way to the fire. You know why? They're going to try to convince you to bow down, compromise. You didn't do it, so they're taking you there. So guess what? All the way to getting on fire for God, you're going to hear the voices of some pretty bad soldiers of the enemy. Well, it must not be in the will of God because I got regret over here. This is the voice that keeps reminding me of all the things I've done wrong in my past. And he says, you should have bowed down. Look where you ended up now. You're on your way down. You should have bowed down when you could have bowed down. You thought you were all that spiritual and you thought you were all that. But look at you now. You're struggling with issues nobody knows about because you didn't connect with all your friends. You should have bowed down. You're on your way to the fire. Yeah, I know I'm on my way to the fire. Regret will say, come on, just bow down and you can go back to all the people in the world.
You're gonna flex on me, huh? And then you got fear over here.
Fire's gonna be hot. Think you can handle living for God like that? Think you can handle being that separated? Think you can handle being that distant from everybody you thought was so cool? Think you can handle being the one? Can I just tell you something? I'm not trying to embarrass my wife, but I'm going to embarrass her anyway. She got the best dressed girl, best dressed in her entire school, over 1,000 kids her senior year, and she dressed holy every single day. You know why? Because you can be separate and be liked.
You can be separate and be liked if you really want to. You really can. You really can smile if you want to when you go to school. You can be a witness if you want to. Stop putting your head down like you're ashamed. You ought to hold your head up high and say, I am so thankful for the mercy of God who lets me live like this, dress like this, act like this, talk like this, be like this. Now I got regret over here telling me, should have bowed down.
Should have bowed down.
Should have changed. Should have done some things different. Should have done some things different. Tell me I shouldn't have gone to youth camp.
Shouldn't have gone to youth camp.
What are your friends going to say when they see you like this? Oh, and then you're telling me I'm going to be scorched. You're telling me all these things about this is going to happen, that's going to happen. Have you ever dealt with the voice of fear before? You can be 45 years old and know what I'm talking about right now. The voice of fear always shows up before you enter a new level of fire. And you guys are talking to me all the way to it. Because when you're at your greatest level of anointing, when you're on the verge of the greatest level of power you've ever had in your life, regret will be in one ear and you'll be afraid in the other ear. And you'll be saying, God, I'm not sure about this. I'm walking farther than I've ever walked before. I'm stepping out more than I've ever stepped out before. I'm trying something I've never tried before. And fear will say it's not going to work. And regret says, go back to where you were. But keep walking, sweetheart. Keep walking. Say, no, 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 no. God got me out of all that. God got me out of all that. God got me out of all that. Let's just pretend that that purple carpet's the fire. Okay? You throw me, dude, I'm going to break your neck. Now, the Bible said we need some room here. Can we clear that pulpit out of the way? Because you're about to fall down. Okay, perfect. The Bible said that when they got to the edge of the mouth of the furnace, that when you threw me down and pushed me down here,
you pushed me down in the fire.
Both of you fell over dead. Yeah, you shouldn't have volunteered. Fall down, bud, right now. There you go. Enjoy that. You know why? You know why they couldn't, the soldiers couldn't handle the fire and Shadrach did? The soldiers compromised. Shadrach didn't. When you don't compromise, you can go through things other people can't go through. You've got power other people don't have. You've got authority other people don't have. When you make up your mind, no matter what you do, I'm going to stay on fire for God. It doesn't matter what your friends say. It doesn't matter what the voices say. The voices die in the fire. The voices that attack you and torment you and scream at you and scare you when you get on fire for God, they go away because the fire consumes the voices of the enemy. You're wanting to get up, aren't you? Stay right there. I'm loving this. They talked the whole way there. Just like they're talking to a lot of you right now. Don't know if I can make it. Nobody in my family's in church. Don't know if I can keep going. I'm not sure I can live like this. I'm the only one doing it. I'm not sure I can handle this. My youth group's so small and I'm the leader of it. Nobody even looks at me. Can I just give you a word from the Lord? You gotta jump in the fire. You gotta make up your mind that you know what? Whether I regret it or whether everything the devil's yelling at me comes to pass, I'd rather die on fire for God. You can get up. I'd rather die on fire for God than absolutely try to make it on my own, giving every standard letting go of, everything I have letting go of. Can I tell you something? I'm going to take it one step further. When they tell you there's three gods in your school, when they say the Trinity is the truth, and you normally be quiet and don't say nothing, I dare you this year to open up your mouth and say, that's a lie. There's one God. His name is Jesus. You think I'm out of my mind? You watch what God does. You get in that fire. You be bold. You don't be afraid. You stand up for what you know. The truth shall set them free. They were in that fire. The fire was big. Fire was hot. And they started walking around in it. That's the one thing the devil messed up on. He made that furnace too big. The bigger the fire you're in, the more room you have to celebrate when you make it through it. Oh, I'm... The more stuff you go through, the more testimonies you have. And the more testimonies you have, the more victory you have. Because the Bible said you're going to overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. So when you went through the fire but weren't burned like Isaiah said, you got a testimony that God is with me no matter where I'm at. Thank you, guys. I'm almost done. Jesus said on the cross, it is finished. Follow through. Guarantee you he wanted to stop following through when they arrested him. Guarantee you a voice said, why don't you just stop right now? And they started slapping him, spitting on him, and mocking him, and stripping him, and scourging him, and whipping him. I promise you there was a voice saying, you can stop this anytime you want to. But problem is, Brother Glover, when I want to stop on this cross, I hear the words that I said earlier, that he that endureth to the end shall be saved. So I got to pick up my cross. That's why I told everybody, take up your cross and follow me. Not take up your talent, not take up your ability. But when someone took up a cross, they were going to die. He said, I'm interested in people that will go all the way to the end. I want followers that won't backslide 3 minutes after youth camp ends. I want somebody that will still have the Holy Ghost 2 weeks from now. I'm preaching to you right now. We need young people that will still have the Holy Ghost when youth convention shows up later on this year. We need young people that will still be on fire later on this year. I got my cross and I'm going till the end. We live in a generation of Simons. We live in a generation of Simons. I'll carry your cross for a little bit, but I won't lay on it. I'll go a little ways, God, but then I'm going to set it down. Jesus said, he that taketh up his cross and fall. That's what I'm looking for. Somebody that's got a made up mind. I am going to live for God till I die, not till I turn 18. You know, the saddest statistic in the world right now is that 4% of teenagers who live for God and are raised in church, 4%, 4, not 40, 4%, when they turn 18, stay in church. 4. You know why? Because we got a lot of young people that have that Simon mentality. I'll go a little ways, but as soon as I'm out of the house, as soon as I'm on my own, listen, let me just be straight with y'all for a second. This is my last time to be straight with you. So let me tell you, your parents are not the enemy. If they're telling you to live for God and not in this house, will you do that or do this? Don't get mad at them. Don't hate them. The devil wants you to hate them. Stay on their side and you shall be saved. But don't try to... I'm preaching to somebody right now. I can feel it. You've got to follow through till the end. You cannot go back to school and quit. Cannot go back home this week and quit. You can't say, well, I prayed super hard at youth camp. I'm going to take a couple days off from praying. If you do that, you might as well just open a huge door for the devil to invade your mind. You may only be able to pray 5 minutes tomorrow when you're by yourself, but you ought to make up your mind every day for the rest of my life. I'm going to pray at least 5 minutes a day. I'm going to read at least one chapter in my Bible. I am going to... I'm giving you keys in the spirit right now.
Got to go all the way through. Got to follow all the way through. I'm almost done. You can be seated. I'm almost done. I was in, some of you know this story. I was in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, preaching. Had preached about 5 nights of the revival. The church was had two sections of pews that went back about as far. Can you imagine that this church being about these two sections only and a little ways, more than halfway back of the building, another half of the building. It's a long building, just two rows, 4 miles long practically. It seated like 630 people in the building, okay? They had 30 people that came to church. They all sat on the back two rows. And they gave me a corded microphone. They had a cordless microphone, but the pastor didn't want me to use it. I couldn't even see the people on the back row. So I'm preaching 5 nights in a row, guys. 5 nights. Nothing happened. It was so dead. I questioned my own calling. Listen, it wasn't like youth camp where you got your buddies here. I was 5,000 miles from Alaska by myself, about 21, 22 years old, trying to have revival, and nothing happening. So I'm 5 days into it. I've killed 63 cockroaches in my evangelist quarters. You want me to talk to you about real ministry? You want me to go there? So there's 63 dead cockroaches. I counted them. I had nothing else to do. I couldn't count anybody getting the Holy Ghost because no one got it. So I counted the cockroaches that I killed. Way too much alone time as a child. Way too much alone time. So it's like Saturday night. I got 1 day left for revival. I cannot wait to get out of town. Just being honest, nothing's going to happen. I've prayed. I've done everything I can. They don't like me. They hate me. Some of them really hate me because I preach to them pretty straight. And so I said, I'm going to leave the infestation of cockroaches, and I'm going to sneak off to the sanctuary about 10 o'clock at night, and I'm going to pray for tomorrow's service. So I go into the sanctuary. It's pitch black in the room, and I'm starting to pray, and I get a phone call from my friend. He said, hey, are you in Arkansas? I said, yeah. And finally, oh, I'm driving through. I'm preaching in another town tomorrow. I said, come by. Help me pray, please. What you praying for? I said, we just got to pray for something to happen. Okay. So he shows up and prays. We're praying about an hour. It's like 11:30. I am starting to pray against every devil I can think of. I am naming devils that aren't even real. You can get wacko. Don't get wacko. I'm pacing back and forth like this, okay? He's in the back corner 7 miles away. I'm walking back and forth in front of the sanctuary. I must have made this little deal right here like 500 times going back and forth. Just pray, oh, God, please do something. Let somebody breathe tomorrow. Let somebody say amen. Let somebody raise their hand. I wasn't asking God to do miracles because I knew that wouldn't happen. So, God, just please let somebody acknowledge that you're God, please. Going back and forth. Over an hour, I'm praying. Oh, God. And I'm going, all of a sudden, I turn. And when I turn, there's a man right here. About 75 years old. I mean, I had gone 500 times back and forth. I was praying, oh, no, Jesus. And boom! In my mind, I was like, here we go. My first encounter with either a devil or an angel. He looked like he was about 75 years old. I said, okay, God, give me wisdom. Is it an angel of light or is it an angel? Is it the devil or is it the angel of the Lord? He's just staring at me. I'm not talking 2 feet from me. He could have kissed me. He was right here. So while inside I was ready to fight, outside I guess I looked a little cowardly because I said, are you an angel? He said, no. Boy, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name. He said, I'm not an angel or a devil. I said, well, if you're not an angel, you are the devil. How dare you walk up on me like that?
He said, I go to church here. I said, you go to church here. I said, can you explain something to me? I have been praying for the last 2 hours in this building, walking back and forth. Where did you come from? He said, oh, I've been sleeping underneath the pew right there. I rolled out from beneath the pew, and I walked up behind you. I said, do you live here or something? You talk about wanting to punch somebody. Lord, forgive me. I would never, ever punch an elder, but you were sleeping? What are you, Legion? You're dwelling in the tombs? I mean, sleeping and what are you doing here? He said, well, I came a few hours ago to get the Holy Ghost. And I fell asleep praying. I said, oh, well, you know. He said, you don't understand, son. And I was like, uh-oh. Yes, sir. He said, I've been seeking the Holy Ghost for 53 years. I've come every service. When I was an early teenager, he said, when I was right around my late teens, excuse me, he said, I came to a Pentecostal church. I was a Baptist. I came, I got baptized in Jesus' name, and they told me I would get the Holy Ghost. It was a promise from God. He said, did you know I've been to every service I can think of? I barely missed any services for 53 years, and God has not filled me with the Holy Ghost yet. And I said, and you're still seeking for it. He said, yeah, it's a promise. You got to go all the way till the end till you get it, right? He said, before you pray for me, because I think you should pray for me, he said, I want you to know I've heard every voice in the world tell me I can't get it. I've heard every voice say you're going to hell. I've heard every voice say God doesn't love you. I've heard every voice say God doesn't care. I've heard every voice say the Bible is a lie. I've heard every voice say it really isn't true. I've heard every voice say it's for everybody but you. I've heard every voice say everything you can think of. But I believe I will get it anyway. I've made up my mind. Years burying loved ones, watching people get the Holy Ghost, watching them live for God, watching them die, and following through. And his name was Alan. And I'm done right here. You can come up here, bro. He raised his hands in that altar, pitch black. And I said, Alan, you've seeked the Holy Ghost for 53 years. After tonight, you will seek it no more. I said, raise your hands. One tear fall out of his face. I put my hand on his head. I said, in the name of the Lord Jesus, every voice that told him he could not have it, shut your mouth right now and let the gift of faith stir in his spirit. I said, Alan, open your mouth. When Alan opened his mouth, he started speaking in tongues as God gave him the Holy Ghost. You know why? If you'll follow through, you'll get it. If you'll follow through, you'll get it. If you'll follow through, you'll get it. What anointing do you want this year? What ministry do you want to have? What gift do you want God to use you in? Follow through. Follow through. Follow through. No matter how long it takes, follow through. Follow through. Follow through. Follow through. Follow through, follow through, follow through, follow through, follow through, follow through, follow. Wait. So, he was around 18 when he started looking for it. That means in his 20s he didn't get it. 30s came and went. 40s gone. 50s. 60s. And in his early 70s, he was still following through. Don't lie to me and tell me you can't make it 6 months till youth convention. Don't lie to me and tell me you can't make it one school year. Don't lie to me and tell me what you're feeling right now can't hold on to you till the very end. He that endureth to the end. You may not shout like everybody else shouts, but if you make up your mind right now, what you're feeling will never leave you. And you will have a deeper walk with God. You'll have a deeper walk with the Spirit than you can even imagine. It requires you saying, I'm here till the end. Some of you struggled today. We had 5 minutes of intercession, but you all passed the test. You all endured those 5 minutes praying your guts out on the floor, praying as hard as you could. You know why? You made up your mind. If I could tell you one thing, when you leave youth camp, first night chains fell off. Second day, we dealt with Jezebel. Remember, you got accountable. Second night, we didn't tap out. We're not giving up. And when we said we're not tapping out, the Holy Ghost started falling. Last night, 14 more got the Holy Ghost. We didn't even preach. But tonight, listen, tonight, you need to make up your mind right now. When I go back home, I am not going to live like I lived when I came to youth camp. I am going to do something I've never done before. I am going to be on fire for God. If this is how you normally sit during church, I'll describe some of you on first night. Do me a favor. Do not display that disgusting attitude in church ever again. If you normally sit in the back, sit in the front. If you normally sit there, stand up. If you normally look around, look up. Do something different. 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 And when you make up your mind tonight, I'm never going to be the same again. I've made up my mind. Don't leave here and say, okay, I'm on fire. And don't read my Bible and don't pray. That's not going to work. Listen, the devil's going to come to try to steal everything you've got. But he can't get it if you stay in the Word and you stay praying. Guys, it sounds simple, but the key to staying spiritual is reading every day and praying every day. Pray. Pray till the temptation leaves. Read till your mind gets pure and holy. And next year at youth camp, we won't have to preach the chain breaker. Because there won't be any chains. What I hear is this. Whatever you do, don't leave here saying, I can't wait to shout in church. Leave here saying, I cannot wait to change my city. Change my youth group. Change my school. But most importantly, I can't wait to see the change inside of me. I promise you, none of your pastors want you to come down here, get all the stuff from God, then go back in a couple days later to sit there. There is, listen, you guys know I preached hard this week, right? There's no point in me preaching my guts out to you at all. If you lose it in a week, what's the point of any of this if we don't hang on to it? Hang on to it, guys. Hang on to the fire. Hang on to the Word. Hang on to the anointing. Hang on to the end and follow through on the vows you made to God this week. follow through on the commitments you made to God this week. Some of you told God you'd do this and you'd do that. Don't forget it. You told God you'd do it. Now follow through. Follow through. Follow through. Follow through. Follow through. Follow through. God bless you. I love you with all my heart. Let's have a revival breakout in Alaska like we've never seen before. Let's have absolutely anything happening in our churches, in our schools, everywhere. If we just follow.
Praise Him. Praise Him. The Lord is worthy. The Lord is worthy. The Lord is worthy. The Lord is worthy.
Challenge you. Everyone stop shouting. Jephthah made a vow, had to follow through on it. Most terrific vow you could ever read in the Bible. Had to follow through on it. Made a vow to God. Said, if you give me the victory, I'll sacrifice whatever comes out of my door when I get home. And his daughter came out of the door. He had to sacrifice his daughter. But he had made a vow. Nothing will hold your feet to the fire like making a vow to God. Oh, why are you stopping it, preacher? Because I think tonight we don't need to shout right now. Maybe later on. I think we need to make a vow. It may be a simple vow like, God, I'm going to pray every night before I go to sleep. Whatever, if you don't normally pray, that's an awesome vow to make. It's you're starting somewhere. Or God, I'm going to read my Bible all the way through before December ends. God, I'm going to get 3 people in my school in church full of the Holy Ghost this year. I'm going to witness till I get 3 of them in here. It's my goal. Why you stop? Because I really feel like the enemy wants us, I really feel this, wants us to shout it down right now. Let's do something. Let's break that will. I know shouting's awesome. We've done a ton of it. But what could happen if we got serious? I said, okay, this is what I'm going to do, God. I'm going to do this. This year, I vow it to you right now. I'm going to give this up right now. Uncomfortable, aren't you? I'm going to give this up right now, God. God, for the next month, I'm not getting on Facebook. As a desire to get holy, God, I'm making this vow to you. And when you say, let's say your deal is the Facebook, you're going to have everybody in the world want you to get on. Your best friends are going to say stuff. You check out my post. It's going to be hard. But when that 30 days ends, you ready for this shocker? Facebook won't be as important to you at that end of the 30 days as you think it is right now. Because anything in the world that I disconnect myself from connects me to the spiritual world. Some people can never hear God because they are not disconnected from all the other voices around them. Turn the volume down in the natural and you'll hear, I'm talking to you, and you'll hear things in the spiritual. Make a vow about something. What could really, you want lives to be changed? Get serious about what you, get real. What kind of sacrifice could I make tonight? I've stayed off sacrifice all week, guys. I've stayed off it just for you. But what kind of sacrifice, real sacrifice, could you make? Don't say, well, I'm going to give up Facebook, God, when you don't check your status once a year. That doesn't hurt you. That's not a sacrifice. Sacrifice is God. Watch this, guys. This is young and old, okay? Here's why. The first commandment was, you shall have no other gods before me. Ready? Here's how you can tell if it's a god before God. If you can leave home and go all day long and don't pray, but you can't leave home without your phone. Your phone is God to you. You don't like this, but I'm in the Holy Ghost right now. If you can go all week long without reading your Bible, no big deal. But you can't go a day without Facebook or a day without talking to a certain person. That thing is your God. And Jesus said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Can I give you a word from the Lord? I feel strongly right now. You better check what your God is tonight before youth camp ends. I'm not trying to get mean. I'm trying to do something that saves you. Check what your God is before you leave here. Because you can do all the worship you want to in this house, but if you go out there and can't live without this, something is God that you didn't realize. What's God in my life tonight? You can miss Wednesday night service or Thursday night service, like no big deal, but you cannot miss one baseball practice. Skipping youth service is no big deal, but hanging out with your friends and going to the movies, you wouldn't dare miss that on Friday night. Something else is God. Why are you being straight? Because I feel something in the spirit world that I just clicked on my brain and I've got to address it right now. Do not leave here trying to fool God. Hey God, I gave you most of me. They all think I gave you all of me, but I gave you most of me because you know why? This is really God. Twitter better not be God. Skype better not be God. Facebook better not be God. Your friends shouldn't be God. Nothing should be God but God. And that's hard on the young people, but I think there's some older folks that need to hear that as well. We need to put... There's a reason it's called American Idol. Idol. It's a god. You can't miss a show, but you can miss prayer meeting. You know what the last thing God told Gideon was, guys? When he got ready to fight the enemy? Go throw your father's idols down. Because too many people want to fight the devil but never deal with their idols. You want to have great victory but never deal with your junk that no one knows about. Listen, deal with the garbage tonight and say, this cannot be in my life if God's going to be first. This has been number one way too long. This needs to go down the list. I'm not preaching something to be mean. I got checked in the spirit a month ago. Sports is too high on your list, Josh. Why? Because you spend more time in sports than you do intercession. You talk about convicting. But I pray every day, God, pray. Yeah, but you love sports. You're addicted more than you think you are. And if it's an addiction you can't have or you can't miss, I got another word for it for you. It's your God. And ESPN wasn't on the cross. Facebook wasn't on the cross. The iPhone wasn't on the cross. iPad wasn't on the cross. Your friend wasn't on the cross. But he was. Leave here putting him first. Now can you make your vow? Do you have a better understanding what your vow might need to be about now? So let's take a minute or two and pray. For God, if I don't even know what it is, to show me if there's anything near him. It shouldn't be that he's number one. Something's right there at number two. And I spend equal time with God in this every day. God has got to be number one. I'm not saying you got to pray 4 hours a day. I'm saying you better pray every day. If he's God, he's God. He said, I'd rather you be hot or cold. But don't come up in my presence with this. You can give me part of your worship, part of who you are. That's why Elijah got mad and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? It's not that they were worshiping Baal. It's that they're worshiping Baal and God. And he said, that doesn't work. There's got to be one God in control of your life. Okay? Let's all close our eyes right now. And let's begin to pray, not for each other, but for us right now. If I'm going to set this city on fire, if I'm going to follow through, God, let me leave here knowing you are on top in every category, in every area. If I'm on Facebook, I'm witnessing. Once a day, I'm going to witness on Facebook. That's what you're going to get. Make it spiritual. Don't let something be God that didn't die on a cross. Don't let something be your God that didn't die for your sins. Don't let something be more important. Don't let anything be more important. Please, I beg you. Because whatever becomes God will control you, will consume you, will direct your path, will direct where you go, will direct how you live. Whatever your God is, will be in control. When crisis comes up, if the iPhone is your God, you better hope the iPhone can get you out of the crisis. Because why would God answer my prayer? Because I'm in need when I've been giving all my attention to the phone. He'll say, why don't you pray to your phone? Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost, guys. I feel a spirit of conviction on the last night. I don't know why. It just came at me over there on the pier. Something's talking to me right now. Tell them, make sure I'm God tonight in their life. Make sure nothing is as important as me. We're all guilty. We're all guilty in here. We're all guilty. Nobody's innocent in here. But we all can make it. We all can make it through. We all can put God back on the top tonight if we want to. We all can put God back on the top tonight. What a greater testimony. 25 getting the Holy Ghost, which is amazing. Or everybody in youth camp put God back up on top when they left.
it's hard to give up, it's probably the God in your life. I'm not saying you got to turn off your phone the rest of your life. I'm not saying that. But you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. If it's consuming your attention, if you're praying and you get a text message, you stop praying to check the text. Come on now. Come on. Come on. Let's go all the way. Let's follow through. Let's follow through. Let's follow through. This is the altar call God wants tonight. This kind of altar call right here. Everybody, make a commitment to God. Everybody, put God on the top. And you will get on fire. And doors will open for you like you can't imagine. And the favor of God will follow you and consume your life. The blessings of God will be like rain that never end. But you've got to put God first. Find a place to pray, young people, right now. Set yourself up for the all-night prayer meeting tonight by getting everything out of the way. You want to hear from God tonight? You want to feel God like you've never felt your entire life tonight? Get everything out of the way of God. Put Him on the throne. Watch what He does. God bless you.
I'm coming back to the heart of worship, where it's all about You. It's all about You, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made. When it's all about You, it's all about You, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. When it's all about You, it's all about You, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made. When it's all about You, it's all about You.